Welcome to Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues what it was talking about previously, the differences between Truma, the tithe that was given to the Kohen, and Kodesh, the sacrifices or the Karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash and the Temple, and their level of purity. The Mishnah says like this, Min HaModiis, from the city of Modiim, which is approximately 15 mil from Yerushalayim, Vilifnim, and into towards Yerushalayim, Ne'emanim, potters are believed, even if they're ignorant, they're amei haaretz, al klei cheres, to say about earthenware vessels. Actually, this is only talking about smaller types of vessels, small pots and cups, etc., etc. To say that, listen, when we made them, we were sure to make them bitara, with purity, and they could be used for karbanos, for sacrifices. However, they're not believed to say it for truma, for the tithe that was given. And the commentaries explain because there was a great need for earthenware vessels and pots and stuff like that, because every earthenware vessel, if you cook or if you store kachim, you store karbanos inside of that, it absorbs it. And as soon as the appropriate time that the sacrifice has to be eaten with expires, at the expiration, you have to break the klei cheres and you have to dispose of it because it has kedusha, it has the same holiness as the karban. So therefore, there was a great need for pottery, there was a great need for earthenware vessels, so therefore they were more lenient. More than that, you're not allowed to make earthenware vessels in Yerushalayim, Mishnah teaches us. So therefore, to enable people to buy kederos, to buy pots and earthenware things, the rabbis were a little bit more lenient. However, says the Mishnah, min ha-modiis v'lachutz, from the city of Modiin and outwards, ein amanim, they're not believed to say that the vessels are pure and you cannot purchase for them stuff, even for karbanos. Ketzad, the Mishnah explains in a bit more detail how. Hakhadar, a potter, shehu mochar kederos, that sells pots, nichras lefimin hamodias, even if he lives and his shop is outside of Modiin, so it's further than 15 mil from Yerushalayim, but if he comes into that perimeter, that's 15 mil and inwards to Yerushalayim, hu hakhadar, number one, him, the actual potter himself, vehein hakederos, and the pots that he has with him, the hein halokhim, and the purchasers, they're all within the safe zone of 15 mil from Yerushalayim. Neman, the law is that he's believed to say that it's tara, and you may purchase it from him. Yatza, but as soon as he leaves from Modiim and outwards, eino neman, he's no longer believed at all, even though he may have just been previously inside. So the leniency was within that area, within that perimeter, but that leniency does not apply outside. And the leniency is even more that if the guy brought stuff from the outside in, as long as it's his pots and you the purchaser are inside, the lie is that it would be tahar and you'd be able to purchase it from him. We'll do one more quick Mishnah 6. Hagabayim, tax collector, shenichnasu l'toch habayis, they came into a person's house to seize some of his property as collateral. V'chein haganavim, similarly Jewish thieves, shechziru es takelim, that they returned earthenware vessels. Nemanim lomar, they are believed to say, lo naganu, we did not touch it. Now, obviously they touched it because they removed it. But the law is that klei cheres, pottery, only becomes tamei if you touch the inside of the vessel. So they tell you, listen, we stole it, and now we're returning it, or we're giving you back the collateral, and we touched it, but we never put our hands inside of it. They're believed to say that they didn't actually touch inside of it, and they're considered tahar, they're considered pure. Ubi Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, ne'emanim al hakodesh, they are believed for sacrifices, or to use those vessels with sacrifices. The Gemara explains that this is chiddush, is that not only are they believed about small vessels, which we said previously, as long as you're in that 15-mile perimeter, you're believed, but even on larger vessels, if it's in the city of Yerushalayim itself, they have belief to say that it's tar, that it's pure. Obishas haregel, around the holiday times, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that everybody is pure, because you need to bring karbanos and sacrifice, and you can't do that if you're impure. Afal hatruma, then the ignorant people are even believed to say about pertaining to truma that this vessel is tahar. Not only for sacrifices is it permitted, but it can even use it for truma because it's an aura, it's an experience, it's an environment where everyone is tahar, and therefore they have nemanus, they have belief. Wishing you a very successful and amazing upcoming day.